Welcome to this edition of PowerPoint with Jack Graham. A little later in the program, we'll tell you how you can get a copy of Jack Graham's message series, The Best of 2018. But first, here's Dr. Graham with his message, Keeping Your Faith Strong.
Before we know all the answers, before we know what the future may be, faith means following God anywhere, anytime, under any conditions. And the life story of Abraham punctuates the pages of the Old Testament more than any other personality in all of the Word of God. His name is... Would you take your Bibles, please, and turn to Romans, the 4th chapter? The name of Abraham, the life story of Abraham punctuates the pages of the Old Testament more than any other personality in all of the Word of God. His name is also, from the Old Testament, recorded more times in the New Testament than any other Old Testament believer. He is the father of the faith. And tonight, my subject is making or keeping your faith strong. We've been talking about justification by faith and how Abraham, in the Old Testament, was made right with God just as we, on the other side of the cross, this side of the cross, are made right with God through faith in Jesus Christ. The Old Testament saints were saved on credit. They were saved by looking forward to the coming of the King, the coming of the Messiah, the coming of Christ. And although they did not see Him with physical eyes, they believed and trusted in the God and the Savior who would come. We, in the same manner, are saved by looking back to Christ. And though we have not seen Him with our physical eyes, we are saved by believing and trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ who came. Thomas, the disciple of Jesus, saw Him in His resurrection glory and fell at His knees and said, "My Lord and my God." And Jesus accepted that worship. It's one of the real evidences of the deity of Christ, because Jesus accepted worship. My Lord and my God. Had Jesus not been Lord and God, He should have said to Thomas, "Thomas, get up from your knees. I'm not God. I'm not the Lord. You need to worship some other God." But rather, Jesus accepted the worship, and the worship of Thomas was translated to the worship of so many others, because Jesus said, "Thomas, you are blessed because you have seen and believe. But there's coming another generation greater than you who, having not seen, believe." People sometimes say seeing is believing, but the Bible says believing is seeing. And by faith, we see things yet unseen. Faith is the only option, for a life without faith means that it is impossible to please God. The scripture says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. His faith is highlighted here, the faith of Abraham in Romans chapter 4. And beginning at verse 13, promise that he would be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. In other words, Abraham was not justified, made right with God, by keeping the law, but he was made righteous through faith. For if those who are of the law are heirs, faith is made void and the promise made of no effect. Because the law brings about wrath. That is, the law can only point out our failures. The law can only point out our inability to keep the commandments of God, and therefore we're under wrath. For where there is no law, there is no transgression. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be according to grace. Grace through faith. So that the promise might be sure to all the seed, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham. You see, Abraham preceded the law. Abraham came before Moses and the giving of the law. And therefore, he was not saved by keeping the law, by the good works of the law, but he was saved as we are saved by faith, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations, in the presence of him whom he believed, God, who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did, who contrary to hope, in hope believed, so that he became the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall your descendants be. And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead since he was about 100 years old and the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was able to perform. And therefore, it was accounted unto him for righteousness. Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but also for us. This is a message. This is a promise for us. It shall be imputed to us who believe in him who raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered up because of our offenses and was raised because of our justification. Abraham, the father of faith, kept his faith strong through the years. I want you to think with me about this man Abraham and the venture of his faith. Abraham was called of God out of a pagan lifestyle. He was living in a place called Ur of the Chaldees. Now, I know to most of us, Ur of the Chaldees sounds like Toad Suck Ferry, Arkansas. I mean, it's just not that big a deal. But in the ancient world, Ur of the Chaldees was one of the most civilized and most powerful cities in the ancient world. It was a city of extensive libraries, of split-level homes, of exclusive educational institutions. It was the center of civilization. And in God's sovereign plan and providence, in the life of Abraham, God spoke his word to this man Abraham and called him to leave his home, to leave his family, to leave his friends, to leave his job, to leave his security, to leave his pagan religion and blindly by naked faith follow the living God. God spoke, and with Abraham it was instantaneous obedience. God called, and he started packing. He didn't know where, he didn't know why, he didn't know how, but once the grace of God moved in his life, he was willing to obey, and he was called to a brand new life. And throughout the passages that we read concerning the biography of Abraham, we read again and again, he went out, he went out, he went out. He left the old life behind and he followed his God. You know what faith means? Faith means that we follow God with no strings attached. We go out from Ur of the Chaldees. We go out from our civilized security and we trust God no matter what. We cut the cord with the world. And the will of God, faith means that we decide that we will do the will of God before we know where, and before we know why, and before we know what. The will of God. Before we know all the answers, before we know what the future may be, faith means following God anywhere, anytime, under any conditions. Bobby Richardson, the famed New York Yankee, once prayed at an FCA, a Fellowship of Christian Athletes banquet, Lord, thy will, anywhere, anytime, any cost. And as believers in Jesus Christ, we can make that decision, we can make that choice, because we know, according to the Scripture, that the will of God is good, the will of God is acceptable, and the will of God is perfect. That good, that acceptable, that perfect will of God. The will of God is good. Just as surely as God is good, the will of God is good. As It's been said many times, it's more than a cliche, that God always gives the best to those who leave the choice with Him.
You're listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham and the message, Keeping Your Faith Strong. When the world doesn't seem to make sense, it's important to return to God's Word because Scripture is your God-given roadmap for navigating life. That's why we'd like to send you a new ESV Bible along with Dr. Graham's booklet, Lifebook. There are gifts to say thanks for your donation today. And right now, when you give, your gift will be doubled by a generous $200,000 matching grant. So call now to have your gift doubled and get your ESV Bible and copy of Dr. Graham's Life Book. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131.
And don't forget to visit jackgraham.org, where you can shop our e-store or sign up for Dr. Graham's free daily email devotional. Our website again is jackgraham.org. Now let's get back to today's message, Keeping Your Faith Strong.
His will is good. His will is acceptable. That is, it is reasonable. Now, it may not always appear to be reasonable. With the human eye, with the human mentality, it may seem out of touch or out of reality. But when we really discover the will of God for our lives, we can know that it is reasonable. It is sweet. It is pure. It is perfect. That is, you can't add to the will of God. You can't improve the will of God. And what Abraham did, and what we need to do to keep our faith strong and growing, is to simply sign a blank check to the Lord. Put your name on that check and say, Lord, you fill in the blanks. I'll follow you. My first sermon preached from this pulpit in 1989, I preached one of my life texts, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct thy paths. And when that promise is given that He will direct our paths, that means that He will cut the path straight. He will see us through. Sometimes we say things like this to God. We say, God, if you show me how, I'll do it. Lord, if you show me how I can tithe, then I'll tithe. Lord, you show me how I can witness, and then I'll witness. You show me how I can do it, Lord, how I can see it, and then I'll do it. Oh, no, it doesn't work like that. We must be willing to say, Lord, I will do your will. Whether I can understand it, see it, or feel like I can do it, I am committed to doing your will now. Remember when the children of Israel came up to that Red Sea? And they had Pharaoh's army behind them, the mountains around them, the sea before them. There was seemingly no exit, no way out. But God had a plan. God had a miracle that He was ready to perform. But He waited on the people and He waited on Moses. And Moses said, let's step into the water. And the minute they stepped into the water, those waters parted. And they walked through dry shod onto the other side. Now, Moses didn't stand up before those children of Israel and say, if that thing will ever split, I'll get in it. He, by faith, stepped out, and God cleared the path. God says, follow me, trust me, believe me. Abraham faced impossible circumstances. When God said, I'm going to make of you a nation that will bless the world, out of you, your seed, the sands of the sea multiplied, cannot compare to the nations that will come out of you and the life that will come out of you. And yet Abraham was an old man, and Sarah, his wife, had a barren womb. And in the midst of that impossible circumstance, Abraham believed God. He said just simply, Lord, you speak, and I'll follow. And that's what all of us must say. The Apostle Paul, who penned these words in Romans, was saved on the road to Damascus. He asked two questions. When he encountered the resurrected Christ, His first question, "Who are you, Lord?" And when he discovered the living Lord, he asked a second question, for he said, "Lord, what will you have me to do?" Would to God that every one of us would ask and answer those two questions, or find the answer to those two questions. Who are you, Lord? And what would you have me to do? It's the venture of faith. It's the absolute willingness to take risks and believe God in spite of conditions, in spite of the cost, and in spite of the circumstances. But then think with me about his vision of faith. Because as we read just a moment ago, God promised Abraham that he would be an heir of many nations and that the world would be his. Now, the amazing thing about this promise is that Abraham never saw the fulfillment with his physical eyes. He never saw the fulfillment of that promise. And yet, Scripture says he did not, verse 20, waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully convinced that what he had promised he was able to perform. Abraham clung tenaciously to the promises of God. He believed though he did not see. Now there are two ways to live. We can live by sight. We can live by the empirical. We can live by the material, the physical. And most people live in that way. I see it, I do it. I feel it, I do it. It is by sight, it is by feel. The other way to live is to live by faith. And to live by faith means that we live in the realm of the spiritual. We live in the realm of the eternal. Because God is not doing temporary things with the believer. He is doing eternal things, and therefore we live by faith. I've never seen God with my physical eyes. I've never seen Christ. I've never seen the Holy Spirit. I've never seen heaven. I've never seen hell. I've not met one individual who penned a single word in the Bible. I've not seen an original manuscript of the Bible. And yet, having not seen, Peter said, we believe. And we bank our earthly lives and our eternal destinies on things that we have not even seen with physical eyes. Why do we do that? Because we believe the promises of God. We believe the Word of God. And I am trusting in the one who said, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So throughout all of his days, Abraham was an alien in a strange land. He's described in the scripture as a sojourner and a pilgrim. He kept moving. And everywhere he went, he did two things. He pitched a tent and he built an altar. And that's the secret of his life of faith, and it's the secret of our life of faith. To always be moving at the petition of God and always be transportable, that is to pitch a tent and to be, our roots must not be so deep that we are unmovable or unshakable. We must always be willing to pitch that tent, and every time we pitch the tent, everywhere we go, we build an altar of worship and praise to God. That's the way to live by faith. We must not be so attached to the world that we are not attached to God. We are to disconnect from the world system and to connect to the spiritual life of God. The man of faith, the woman of faith, is movable. Faith is never static. It's always moving forward. It's always moving onward and upward and never backwards. And throughout his days, Abraham waited on God. Now, faith has some problems. Faith has some problems. There are times when tests come. There are times when tragedies come, when we don't understand, and we've believed God and we've trusted God, and it seems that all of our hopes and all of our dreams are dashed. Yes, there are problems with faith. And anytime we hear someone talk about faith being a life of ease and faith always bringing just the good things, that's a lie, because sometimes faith will get us in trouble. James said, count it all joy when you fall into all kinds of or all colors of testing, knowing that the trying of your faith produces patience. Abraham trusted God, and so must we. Abraham lived in the desert when he could have been living in the comfort of the Chaldees. But the difference between the life of faith and the life of unbelief is this: is satisfaction in the will of God or dissatisfaction out of the will of God? You hear what I'm saying? We can find satisfaction in the middle of the will of God, or get out of the will of God and find dissatisfaction. And once again, one of my favorite quotes says that the will of God will never take us where the grace of God cannot keep us. When God guides, He provides. How could Abraham do this? How can we do this? The scripture says, he looked for a city whose builder and maker is God. He had his eyes focused on the Lord, and he was looking beyond his years and looking into eternity. Too often we think that we're here forever. But one day this earthly tent is going to be torn down, and it could happen without a warning. It could happen in just a second, and we would be gone, standing in the presence of a holy God, standing in eternity. That's why we should never be living for now alone, but we should be living in the next life as well, because we're going to spend eternity in heaven. We think that we're in the land of the living, going to the land of the dying. Oh no, we're in the land of the dying, going to the land of the living. And it's all because of the resurrection of Christ. That's why the scripture says, teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. We number our years, our birthdays, by the years. God says, don't number by the years, number by the days. Carpe diem, seize the day, seize the opportunity, and live every day in the will of God. For it is the venture of faith, and it is the vision of faith that looks beyond and believes, that produce the victories of faith. And the great achievers in history, the people who have made an eternal difference and impact on the world, have been men and women who could see the invisible and strive by faith to reach it. It's true in the physical sense. All of the explorers, the adventurers, the inventors, the liberators, the pioneers, the entrepreneurs, successful people have a way of looking beyond what is now and seeing what is next and moving into the future by faith. But our faith is not in ourselves. Our faith is in the living God. So we just need to make sure that we avoid the distractions and avoid the detours and stay focused, stronger and stronger, and allowing our magnificent obsession to come from God. Get a passion in your life, Christian. And whatever your calling in life, be you butcher or baker or candlestick maker, get your passion for God and your purpose on track and your obsession for Him. And then, like Abraham, you will be called a friend of God.
You're listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham and the message, Keeping Your Faith Strong. Do you ever wonder if the Bible is really relevant or maybe even accurate? Dr. Jack Graham wants to help you settle those doubts and any other questions you may have about Scripture by sending you his booklet, Lifebook. It's our gift to you, along with your own ESV Bible, to say thanks for your donation to help impact more lives with the gospel. And the best part is that your generous gift today will be doubled by an amazing $200,000 matching grant. So please call now to take full advantage of this exciting opportunity. And don't forget to request your copy of Lifebook, along with your new ESV Bible when you give. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131.
And don't forget to visit jackgraham.org, where you can shop our e-store or sign up for Dr. Graham's free daily email devotional. Our website again is jackgraham.org. Pastor, what is your PowerPoint for today?
First of all, each of us can learn some important lessons from the life of Abraham. We can learn to follow God before we know where he wants us to go, before we know what he wants us to do, and before we know why he wants us to do it. I know this isn't an easy thing, but the sooner you learn to trust God for every area, aspect of your life, the better. I encourage you to memorize Romans 12, verse 2, where it says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." This verse teaches us that you and I can never do anything to improve upon the will of God for our lives. It is good, perfect, and acceptable. In Abraham's story, he believed that to be true and strengthened his faith by signing his life completely over to the Lord, not knowing what was going to happen next. What a challenge this is for you and me. The fact is, you can trust God. So today, I want to ask you to just sign that blank check over to God so that you will give him the control of your life and he can begin fulfilling his purpose in you. I know it may be difficult to step out in faith, on a limb of faith, trusting in God's promise, but you can know that God will not let you fall when you put your full and total trust in him.
And that is today's PowerPoint. Remember, when you give a gift to PowerPoint, we'll send you an ESV Bible and Dr. Graham's booklet, Lifebook, to say thanks. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. Or text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131. And remember, PowerPoint is a member of the Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability. On the next PowerPoint, Dr. Graham brings a message about how you can be made rich in God's grace. That's next time on PowerPoint with Jack Graham.
PowerPoint with Jack Graham is sponsored by PowerPoint Ministries.